smile. Though your heart is aching, smile. Even though it's breaking, when there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
Oh, thank you, Jimmy. I wonder if you know who wrote that amazing song, which I think I've played before, done by Nat King Cole. Every great crooner has done Smile. Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View, on KZSP, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11, and it's rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9, and again on Saturdays at noon. If you're listening in this last segment, please call in if you'd like to at 805-564-1290 or 866-564-1290. As I have special guests in the studio, I think I'm going to devote much of the last few minutes we have to my son Arnie, his girlfriend Logan, and her best friend Allie, who is visiting from Chicago. Summertime blues has been our topic, and we also talked a little bit about family vacations. So I wonder if you guys can remember maybe or want to share any of the best or worst family vacations you've had. What do you think? Okay, all at once now. Is there nothing that we remember? Arnie, come on.
Going to Outside Lands last year was good.
Oh, well, why don't you tell about that? Did anything special happen on that trip?
Yeah, I got together with Logan on that trip.
Well, I would say that's slightly special.
Yeah.
For me, the special thing was seeing Tom Jones.
Yeah, Pearl Jam, my first mosh pit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought Dave Matthews was pretty amazing, too.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
It was? What was your favorite band of that show?
Incubus. Incubus is one of my favorite bands.
The three of them, it was Logan, a good friend Casey, and Arnie, and I went up there. I was the chaperone, and trying to keep track of the three kids in a festival of tens of thousands of people was definitely challenging.
No, you just said, go do what you want, bye. That's basically what you did.
Okay. thank you for busting my image as the quintessential parent, Arnie. I do appreciate that. I did say go and buy, but I said keep your phones handy, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, which of course you couldn't hear, and you never looked at, right?
Right.
Yeah, basically. Okay.
So I basically sat far back and watched the bands and prayed that you would survive. That was a trip that was really actually very special. We also got to take Logan to San Francisco for the first time in her life, wasn't it?
It was awesome.
Okay, other than the Outside Lands, what was special about going to San Francisco that you remember?
Well,
beyond Arnie, okay? Enough mushy stuff about Arnie.
Mainly just going with friends, you know, without my parents there. It was really fun.
Was that kind of the first trip that you did like that without your folks? I mean, that was somewhat
kind
on your
of.
Own?
Kind of. I did one with a friend when I was younger, but that was mainly my first one. But that
and
was
you
really
had just
fun.
Turned 15, actually, just
yes.
before. Logan's got a birthday coming up. She is going to be 16 on June 30th.
Yay.
And Allie has promised to buy her a car, which I thought was just unbelievably generous. Allie, you are really a best friend.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I want to thank you very much for joining us today on the Bruce Salin Show.
Allie.
Well, you're right. I forgot Allie. I didn't forget Allie. Allie's sitting there looking like she wants to blend into the scenery. But I will offer you a chance to share something you'd like to share about a special summer, Allie. What would you like to tell us?
Well, there was one day last summer, and I had just come out to California to see my best friend Logan, and we had just gotten off the plane, and she goes, "Hey, let's go on a hike up a mountain." And so she called Arnie and our friend Casey, and we all hiked up this mountain, and then we went.
Actually, the tallest peak in the Santa Monica mountain range.
Yeah.
Do you know the name of it?
Mount St. Allen or something
Allen.
Like that.
Mount Allen.
Yeah, that.
We should rename it Mount Salin, don't you think?
Let's get some spray paint.
Well, we are almost out of time. So I want to thank our special guests today, which were our sponsor, North Pier Fiduciary Management, and Jim Scheinberg, the managing partner, Wayne Levine for the men's room, who can be reached at bettermen.org, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and Julie Spira, who can be reached at julie@cyberdatingexpert.com. We will have a pretty controversial subject next week. And it's based on the column that I have written called She Makes More Money Than Me. how our gender roles have changed in recent years. My Dad's Point of View column, as a reminder, is published each week, each Tuesday in the Santa Barbara News Press, right there on page 2. We're still looking for segment sponsors, should you care to sponsor our show and be a part of it as we grow. Questions of any nature are encouraged for each show, and you can write or call, and you can email me at bruce@brucesalin.com. I want to thank my support team. First, the irreplaceable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my producer and engineer. And second, my cheerleader, Les Carroll, our station manager. And third, the man upstairs who makes me look good. That is Dylan Haley. He's the behind-the-scenes technical genius, and I wore a hat just to make sure my bald spot didn't show. And the Santa Barbara News Press for giving me this opportunity. Thank you again for joining us. And please remember, be the best mom or dad you can be. Bye for now.